Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking in the book of Matthew chapter number 4, and we're looking at the temptation of Christ in the wilderness. On yesterday we began to see and the different areas in which the Lord Jesus was tempted in. Satan said to him, "If thou be the Son of God," and of course tempted him to turn the stones into food. Now, certainly the Lord Jesus was capable of doing that. We know that he did it on other occasions. But he was insinuating that Christ should go outside of God's provision for him and to do something that he might consume upon his own desire. And so he tempted the Lord Jesus with instant food in the area of appetite. And regardless of what type of appetite we're talking about, certainly the appetite of our flesh is a force to be reckoned with. And the Lord Jesus took on that appetite at the weakest place he could possibly be after having fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and the Bible says, and wasn't hungered. Well, today we look at this second in this series of temptations. And as in yesterday, instant food appealing to appetite, today, Satan offers him instant fame, and with that, appealed to his acceptance. The Bible says, "Now the devil transported Jesus to a pinnacle of the temple." We don't know exactly where this was, but it may have been on the top of the portico at the southeast corner of the temple enclosures called Herod's portico or porch. And this pinnacle, it was the highest thing around the temple. It overlooked the Kidron Valley, which was about 450 feet below. And of course he offered the Lord Jesus there instant fame. He offered him to be instantly famous and instantly to have acceptance. You know, yesterday we talked about instant food and how that appealed to the physical. But you know, today, the temptation in which Christ was tempted, it appeals this thing of acceptance, the approval, applause. These things, they appeal to us in our psychological. And what I mean by that is, people will go to any length to win acceptance and to be approved, and people risk their lives all the time to become important or become a daredevil, to do something that will cause other people to want to be like them or want to mimic them or want to come see them. And so this whole thing of the psychological need of man, we've got to be very careful not to let that get out of hand. And of course, this thing of acceptance, young people, it seems to be a drug that is super addictive. The acceptance of peers and to be thought highly of their classmates seems to be more vital to them than life and health and safety and all these other things combined, reputation and testimony, all these other things. And so we know it's a very real temptation, and the Lord Jesus was tempted along this line and in this area. And of course, we know that in the human condition, even a small child will pitch a temper fit or whatever in order to get attention, to be noticed. And of course, the same thing's true with some adults. They'll go to extraordinary lengths to get attention, to gain approval, or to, in some way, to get applause. They're 15 minutes of fame, and they must have a great psychological need there that needs to be filled. May I say the Lord Jesus overcame this temptation of instant fame and instant acceptance. And I want to say thank God he was tempted in all points as we are, and yet without sin. I'm glad our Savior triumphed over Satan in the temptation of the wilderness. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bless this thought today. Speak to some heart in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.